Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Back with my wife in Tennessee when one day she called to me.
You're listening to Soundcheck, and we learned yesterday that singer and drummer Levon Helm died after a long battle with cancer. Helm was most famous for his work with The Band, an ensemble with a simple name but a long and lasting impact. The group also included the guitarist and songwriter Robbie Robertson, pianist Richard Manuel, bassist Rick Danko, and keyboardist Garth Hudson. They honed their skills and earned lots of respect as the backing band called The Hawks, first for a singer named Ronnie Hawkins, and then with a singer and songwriter named Bob Dylan. But soon, The Hawks became simply The Band. Robertson wrote the songs, Levon Helm was one of rock's first great singing drummers, and it's his voice that you hear in some of the band's most beloved hits, like this one, The Wait.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook.
The band broke up in 1976 with a final concert that Martin Scorsese documented in the film The Last Waltz. And the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994, and if that's all Levon Helm did, he would still merit a special place in music history, but he did spend the remaining decades of his career making music, acting, and serving as a kind of standard bearer for the Americana music that the band inspired. He even turned his barn in Woodstock, New York, into a headquarters for a hootenanny of sorts called the Midnight Rambles. Levon Helm died yesterday. He was 71.
In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just the barely alive. By May 10, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well.
And that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On Monday, the band leader and pianist Johnny Colon was instrumental in bringing the Latin style known as Boogaloo to audiences in the 60s. We'll hear from him. And we'll have live music from the great Brazilian singer Paula Morellenbaum singing at least one of the songs of Antonio Carlos Jobim. And don't forget to get your tickets for our live show next Wednesday in the Green Space. We'll be joined by the string band Punch Brothers, led by mandolin whiz Chris Thiele, and guitar hero or heroine Kaki King. That's Wednesday, April 25th, live at 2 p.m. For tickets, visit the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today, Chase Kulpan. The program produced by Greta Cohn and Katie Bishop, with help from Marlon Bishop. Not related. In fact, they're mortal enemies. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Gina Gildasis. I'm John Schaefer.